The Japan Airlines aircraft burst into flames on the runway at Tokyo's Haneda Airport. All 379 passengers and crew have been evacuated. Tim Atkinson, a pilot and aviation consultant, says it's perhaps an unexpected outcome because an escape door appears to have been closed.
In an evacuation, ideally you want all of the exits open, you want all of the slides to deploy normally, you want everyone to get down the slides rapidly. It appears to me that door was not used in the evacuation, so that's even more remarkable.
Here, 80-mile-an-hour gusts are forecast during the day, along with an amber warning for wind. The Met Office says Storm Henk could pose a danger to life from flying debris in parts of the UK. The Home Secretary says the government's processed the largest number of asylum applications since 2002 to meet a target to clear the backlog of cases early. James Cleverly says his department finalised 112,000 last year, but Labour's Shadow Chief Secretary to the Treasury, Darren Jones, says 17,000 people have simply disappeared.
What does that even mean? Where are they? What happened to those applications? And it's not just an issue of processing the applications, it's also an issue of then returning asylum seekers to their home countries when their applications have been rejected. And we know that there are 56,000 of those people sitting in the UK now waiting to be returned home.
Ukraine's two largest cities have come under attack from Russian hypersonic ballistic missiles. At least four people are reported to have been killed. The UK's independent reviewer of terrorism legislation wants new laws to combat AI chatbots that could radicalise users. And Wayne Rooney is expected to be sacked as manager of Birmingham today after less than 3 months in charge. He's overseen just two victories in 15 championship games. That's the latest. I'm Eddie Hayes.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Now the weather outside is pretty frightful. 13 degrees, gusty winds and heavy rain predicted for most of the day. It'll ease off as we get into the evening by about 8 o'clock and it should remain dry until early hours, and then you might get some more rain taking us in to Wednesday. There's about 20% chance going to get some rain tomorrow, so hopefully it might be dry. Temperatures are not too bad today, 13 degrees.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
A very good morning, hour two of Eat My Brunch with me, Michelle Ward. Hope you're all back at work and enjoying yourself. And if you're not at work and you're at home, how are you doing? Are you fed up with the chocolate? I've got lots and lots of chocolate at home. And yesterday, I didn't have a single bit. No, I didn't. You can say, I don't believe you, Michelle, you're always eating chocolate. Well, no, I didn't have any. Because I thought, what I'll do is every single day, do a little bit where you go, no chocolate, no bread today. But you know, do a little list, you know, it's my little list. I want to get more into vegan food, but healthy vegan food. Because sometimes it's, you know, it can be with anything not healthy. You can have like a salad and then put a load of Caesar dressing over it and it's not so healthy. Although it is one of my favourites. I do love a Caesar salad. But be grateful that no matter how much chocolate you eat, your earrings still fit. Thank you very much, Bridget. Yes, they do. Except I find it really hard now to put in my earrings. I've got pierced ears. I had them done when I was about... How old was I? I think I might have been 16, 17 years pierced. Or was I at school? I can't remember. I went to get them done, and I think I had them done in Romford somewhere, which I used to go to Romford most Saturdays. As a kid, I used to get on the bus with my friends, then we'd go, because Romford Market, back when I was a kid, was absolutely amazing. I mean, it was massive. Absolutely massive. I think I went there a couple of years ago and it's not the same at all. In fact, I did go to Romford, I think, last year. Yeah, anyway, the market used to be incredible because there was so much fashion and clothing. I don't know if they've still got it, but when you're a teenager and you've got a little bit of pocket money, it seemed to go very far that you could buy the latest fashions and things without spending a fortune. But I had my ear piercings done in Romford, and I also had one ear done with a double piercing a little bit later. And I can't really remember it being painful when I had it done the first time, but when I had the second piercing put in, that hurt. I remember the whole side of my face just burned. And then you got that throbbing, boom, boom, boom. on your ear. And that kind of put me off. I nearly had my nose pierced at one stage. But my dad said to me, he said, look, he said, with a nose like that, and I'm not being funny. I went, Dad, he said, you're advertising, you've got a big nose. I went, Dad. But he wasn't being cruel, he didn't like nose piercings. All my nieces mostly have got their nose pierced, and they look amazing. But they've got my mum's side of the family nose, where I've got my dad's nose, which is a bit bulbous. And it's quite thick, you know, they'd have to do the piercing, and they used to do them with a gun, they do them with a needle now, don't they? Very, very quickly, but I don't know. He just said, you're advertising, you've got a big nose. And then what I did, I was over at my sister's, and I stuck hundreds and thousands. You know the type you get on your cakes? And it was a gold one. And I stuck it on there with sellotape on the side of my nose. So I put a little bit of double-sided sellotape, stuck it on, and my dad came in the front door to come and pick me up from my sister's. And he went, what have you done? That looks terrible. And I just started laughing. I went, Dad, I said, it's stuck on with a great big lump of sellotape. And he went, oh, okay. He would have gone mad. I was still obviously living at home at that stage. But, yeah, it's funny. It just wasn't. I love the ones where they have the nose piercing and then you have, like, the chain and it goes to your ear. You know, those are, like, they look pretty. I did have a fake nose ring for a while. But, yeah, I don't have the nose ring. Definitely not. Here is Paxton Smalls with Turn Around.
We could stay all night, dancing to the floor when the mood is right. your eyes, so sexy. 'Cause our love isn't built for the TV screen. Start the show, set us free. Let's experiment with some chemistry. Can't escape you when you say you love me. Crowded room and yet you're all that I see. My heart is racing when I feel you touch me. And you're showing me the way. We could stay all night.
Tune, and that is Beat Bakery featuring George Bone, both of them doing absolutely amazing, and this year is going to be huge for them all over the BBC at the moment, but we had them here first. Yay! Here is a classic. This is the Bangles, Walk an Egyptian. Egyptian.
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
This little cottage came to market. This stylish flat made a home. This country house had hundreds of steps, whilst this bungalow had none. And this little semi said, "Me, me, me, make me your home."
Whatever your property requirements, Beresford's have it covered. To book your free valuation, pop into one of our 17 branches across Essex and into Greater London, or visit beresfords.co.uk.
Get the home improvements you've always wanted at a price you can afford with SEHBAC and our biggest January sale. There's up to 50% off our stunning range of windows, doors, conservatories and extensions, and options to buy now, pay in January 2025, or 2 years interest free. Warm your home for less with SEHBAC. Get inspiration at your nearest SEHBAC showroom or at SEH.com. Representative 19.9% APR. Terms and conditions apply.
At The Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years of experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
Phoenix FM.
Yeah, I can't face a second tangerine. I don't know. There's something a bit suspect about it. I looked at it, and it's got like a little bit, the skin's gone a bit funny on it. I don't know. It's very soft. I like a tangerine. Oh, they smell lovely. Oh, I love that smell. Do you know what? I did actually, when I at Christmas time, I went over to H.A. Rods, Arrods, as my mum would say, in Lakeside. And they've got a beauty there. And I was shopping around for Christmas presents. Terrible, because I always end up buying myself something. I've got loads of presents indoors for me. Anyway, I was buying some stuff. And I went over to one of the perfume counters. And I smelled this perfume. I thought, it smells lovely. Oh, it smells lovely. And I said, what's that one? They went, oh, that one. And I think it was about 60 quid, because it's still expensive to me. That's expensive perfume. I went, oh, okay. She went, but try this one. And I smelt it, and it smelt like, if you know the fragrance, you know the one I'm talking about, but it smelt like Palmer Violets. And I remember as a kid getting like, it used to be like Violet Sweets. You probably still can get them at some of the sweet shops, but it's like Violet Flowery. And I never knew if I actually liked the taste of them, but your breath used to smell nice afterwards. And because kids have bad breath, don't they? Anyway, I am kidding. Well, they do sometimes. They come over halitosis kid. Anyway, the thing is, this perfume smelt like Palmer Violets. And I went, oh, my gosh, it smells like Palmer Violets. And I thought, that's lovely. And I sprayed a bit on the card and I put a bit on my wrist. I said, because I like it to soak in. Luckily, I didn't say the words, I wonder how much it is. And I walked away because my face would have been shot. When I got home, I thought, I'd just look up that perfume because actually now it's settled on my skin. It, you know, it smells quite nice. I'll go and check the price out. And do you know how much it was? £240! Who pays £240 for a fragrance? Is it me? Am I being silly? I mean, the other one where I asked them how much it was £420. And I went, how much? I felt so embarrassed. I said, how much is it? About 60 quid. And that was £420. So this perfume was 240. And I just thought, it's a lovely bottle. It comes in a lovely bottle. And there's a bag that it comes in, a lovely box. And I mean, it would have come in a Ferrari. Well, you know, or a decent Uber for £240. Who is buying this perfume for £240? Who? But it's not me, that's for sure. Times are hard. £240 perfume. To smell like... I'll get a tube of Palmer Violet Sweets and I'll rub those all over myself. What a vision. Here is Madison Avenue with Don't Call Me Baby. We hope this is, or it could be a bed that I'm accidentally playing. I never know whether this is going to have the vocals or not. Let's see. You and me, we got an opportunity. That's me singing, by the way. There we go. It's a very long intro. I think this is the dance mix. Still nothing. Bum, 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 bum. Here's hoping. We'll be right back. with some new lyrics. Well, there's a dog.
Oh,
we're going to DIY test to reveal how fit you are for your age. Yeah. I've read through a few of these and see what you think. See what you think. Here we go. Right, DIY tests. Rising from the floor. If you're sitting on the floor, getting up without help. Stand barefoot, then sit on the floor on your bottom. Attempt to stand up from this position while using minimal support. What I have to do is roll over to my hands and knees, then get up. I can do it. But apparently, it's based on a test of more than 2,000 over 55-year-olds. It found that middle-aged and above, and elderly above 75, people who needed to use both hands and knees to get up and down, were almost seven times more likely to die within 6 years. And a happy new year to you. apparently. That's cheered us all up. I bet you'll all be trying that later. I'm just going to sit on the floor and sit. What I normally do is I sit on the floor, then I get onto my hands and knees. And if I haven't got anything to grab hold of, like a person or a table leg or an armchair or something, then I am a bit stuck. But, you know, I do manage to get up eventually. Try that one. Sit to stand from a chair. Sit on a straight back armless chair with your arms crossed. With your feet flat on the floor, back straight and arms against your chest, see how long it takes to stand up fully and sit back down 10 times. I can do that. A healthy, fit man over 55 should be able to complete the test in under 18 seconds. And a healthy, fit woman over the age should be at 55, do it in 19 seconds as well. And if you're younger, under the age of 35 to 55, you should be able to do it in 13 seconds. Your walking speed. If you're 60 or above, the average speed should be 0.8 metres per second. I do walk pretty quick when I haven't got... Well, I'd say I walk pretty quick when I haven't got my back problems. Although, what happens with my back? You see, I walk and I might be, you know, trying to go a bit quick. And I... That's why I make this noise. Ow! As I get the nerve pain, go straight up into my back. And then I limp. And then I carry on walking. I did it this morning. I sort of got up, was walking about. I went, I make these noises. I sound like my mum because she had leg hip problems. I make that noise. It's painful. And if you've got a bad back and you suffer from bad back, you know what I mean. When it goes and it locks up. Or any like rheumatic pain or nerve pain in your back. It's just horrible. Especially when you want to go out and do something, you want to walk somewhere, or you think, I'll go for a stroll, I'll try and get a bit fit, and you're like, whoa, making that noise. How many push-ups can you do? I can't do any. According to a study of more than 1,500 middle-aged men, the more they manage to do consecutively, the lower the risk of death from cardiovascular disease. Managing fewer than 10 push-ups indicate a higher rate than average of heart disease. Oh my, I don't like this. Test your grip. You can test your grip strength. Men who can hang on for 30 seconds and women only 15 seconds have a raised risk of premature mortality. That's handshaking. Oh, no, it's not. Oh, I thought that was easy. It's not handshaking. It's pulling yourself up on a bar. I can't do that. Who can do that? I couldn't pull my... Do you know those films? I was watching Die Hard over Christmas. And where people hang on a ledge and they're in a conversation going, oh, I can't stand you, why don't you help me? And they literally, I'd be like, on the ledge, off the ledge, within about a split second, trying to hold up my body weight. I'd be like, got no chance. You see people holding on for about 10 minutes while they're in a conversation about life. No way. 11:31. I'm going to play a song now that... I want you to play it for you. It is a song I've heard all over TikTok at the moment, and I really, really like it. It's Standing Next to You, and it's a remix by Jungkook, J-U-N-J-K-O-C-K. And I really, really like it. I think it's absolutely brilliant. Loads of people have been dancing to this one, so I'm going to play it for you now. Here it is. This is Jungkook Usher remix, which is called Standing Next to You.
feel that. It's like heaven and earth moves whenever we touch. Though for real, I know you feel that. The universe approves when you and I. So elegant in heaven, send these vibes, yeah. It's when we're too ready to leave, we go.
Is Jungkook with Usher standing next to you. It's brilliant. Love it.
Step up right here.
Absolutely brilliant. The videos out there on TikTok are amazing. And also Jung and Usher, their video is brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. Loving that one. Absolutely going to be playing that more this week. Just coming up to 11:35, XCX and Sam Smith in the city.
I never thought I would find it, but I found what I was looking for.
nights. I've been standing in the wall, blindfolded with a cigarette, waiting for the fall.
Is Lenny Kravitz with The Chamber, just coming up to 11:41. Get some traffic and travel coming up next.
Hi, I'm Daniel, and I like local radio because it supports local, independent, unsigned artists.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
Right on to the roads. Let's have a quick look. Now, locally around Brook Street roundabout, it's flowing pretty well at the moment. A1023, not much of a problem. A little bit busy on the Ongar Road heading up towards Wolseley Corner. But other than that, it's absolutely fine. You've got queuing traffic for two lanes closed due to a crash on the A12, though southbound from Junction 13, the B1002 Ingate Stones, Junction 12 of the A1023 Chelmsford Road, Mount Nessing in Shenfield. So just be aware. Heading down from Brook Street towards Lakeside is clear at the moment. If you're heading up towards the M11, no issues there currently. More traffic and travel in the next hour. Here is Sophie Ellis-Bextor. This is Take Me Home.
Take me home, take me home. I know another place to be. We'll be right back.
FM.
At Active Signs and Designs Limited, our team are passionate about getting you noticed. First impressions are everything. So if you're driving a commercial vehicle, how are people seeing you? Our vehicle graphic products and well-designed signage can make you stand out from the crowd. Give the team a call on 01708 343 555 or visit us at activesignsanddesigns.co.uk and start getting your business noticed today.
Looking to celebrate a birthday, anniversary, or maybe an engagement soon? At Brentwood Golf Club, our fully licensed function room is perfect for your special occasion. With reasonable room hire, a fully stocked bar, and access to decorate your theme from 10 a.m, contact Stacey or Chanel in our functions team on 01 375 101 to find out more. Brentwood Golf Club Function Room, making your celebration that bit more special.
Immerse yourself in the true Mediterranean essence at Lealina Modern Lebanese, nestled on Billericay's vibrant high street. Uncover the magic of our hidden garden. Sip on exceptional cocktails, savour unforgettable cuisine, and create cherished memories that linger long after you leave. Enjoy a complimentary glass of house wine when you mention Phoenix FM upon booking. Available Sunday to Thursday. Terms and conditions apply.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
I read that Chaka Khan is going to be retiring from doing touring. Now, I think she's still going to do a couple of shows and stuff. I didn't realise. Chaka Khan just looks amazing. And every time I say Chaka Khan, I always go, Chaka Khan, Chaka Khan. I can't help myself. But she looks incredible. She is actually 70 years old. I didn't know. I thought she was 50s or something. She's been around for, you know, a long, long time. Amazing performer. There is a video of her performing with lots of people. There we go. Her in the background with Stevie Wonder, with Whitney Houston, just all sorts of people. She's just incredible. But yeah, she said she's been introduced to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I thought she'd have been there earlier. Induction into that, which is amazing. But she said she's going to, you know, not tour anymore. She wants to spend more time with her grandchildren. Also online, singing his heart out again, Tom Jones. What a voice! I mean, he's in his 80s, and I had a little listen to, because he's been doing some gigs. Just sounds phenomenal. It's amazing how some singers keep their voices and some singers don't. I think it's, maybe it's luck of the draw, I don't know. But Tom Jones always had a very, very powerful voice, and it's still there. And Chaka Khan again, you know, amazing voice. So I thought I'd play some Chaka Khan. Here she is with a track that was out a couple of years ago, and this is called Like Sugar.
Slice sugar,
Chaka Khan with Like Sugar. Here's Harry Styles. This is Golden, and you're listening to the award on Phoenix 98 FM. Loving this song just before Christmas. It's beautiful. Here's Biba Doobie and Laffy with A Night to Remember. I'll be back with more after 12 o'clock on Phoenix FM.
Swore I'd seen you before. Watch you walk through the door. Something of somebody I used to know.
on the hour across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix.